shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hey, everybody. I am DJ Shockley, and thank you for joining for the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback, where choosing great furniture is just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable each and every day. All right. Tough game. Falcons lost. I know that. So there's some things that happened in the game. We're going to talk about it. We're going to go through it and see what happened. Here's a couple plays from the game that didn't go the Falcons' way, but I'm explaining to you what happened. There are a couple defensive plays where the Falcons got a little miscued on. All right. This particular play is, if you remember, the Falcons had it's first and 10, and what's going to happen is here's the tight end to watch. Tight end's going to run what we call a wheel route from this backside, and he's going to get lost. And you wonder, how's a guy like that just get over here and become so open? So what happens is you can see Robert Alford, he's looking at the tight end. What the Bucs do is they take this tight end and they run him on a vertical route, and they clear out all this over here. So by the time the tight end comes over here, it's free reign, free space over here, and nobody's there. So Alford takes him, frees up all this open room over here. The Falcons are in zone, but still, he has to honor what this tight end does. Tight end, he's going to come here, he's going to stall a little bit, act like he's going to block, and then creep out here. All right, so let's let the play roll. And you're going to see the tight end blocking here. Here he is right here. He's keyed in here. He's acting like he's blocking. And you see the tight end going straight forward, taking away Alford, who should be covering this area, but he has to respect it. He blocks, and you see him sneak out right here. Nobody has him. They think it's play action. And quarterback's going this way, so all the flow is this way. Flow goes this way. Tight end sneaks out. There's a huge gain for them. So, good game by the Falcons. Good game by the Bucs, excuse me. They did a good job of hiding the tight end on the backside, coming all the way across. They did a good job of taking Alford out of the play. So just a great play design by the Bucs. Things like that happen. Sometimes, you know, the other team wins. They do scout you as well. So a great individual play and also a great draw up by former Falcons offensive coordinator Dirk Koetter, and good job by the Bucs creating a big explosive play. All right, we just saw another great play by the Bucs. It was drawn up really well. They did a good job of trying to find ways to create explosive plays. The next play, the Falcons defense just got out of their rush lanes. We talk a lot about pressure from the Falcons, trying to get pressure on the quarterback, but this is a way the Falcons kind of hurt themselves on this particular play. All right, it's second and 9, and what happens is, all that's going to happen is, this is a designed pass play, but Jameis Winston, all he's going to do, he's just going to take off and run here. But what happens is the Falcons have nobody in what I call the A-gap right here. The A-gap is right on the other side of the center. So you have an A-gap on the right side and an A-gap on the left side. And the Falcons have what I call three techniques. They have two guys and three techniques. So the middle of the field is wide open. Now, you would think this middle linebacker would be covering what I call the A-gaps on either side of the center. But because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in a 3-by-1 that you call it, that we call here, he has to go this way over this tight end and cover this whole area so that leaves the middle of the field open. So what happened was on the snap of the ball, there's just a complete opening of the red tee right up the middle. Jameis Winston sees it, and he just takes off for a huge gain. Now, we're going to be able to see on the backside what really happens, why this really opened up for Jameis Winston. On the backside, now you're going to be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what I talk about, the A-gaps. This is the A-gap. And you see the Falcons are in what I call three techniques over here. And this guy is even wider. He's out here at a wide 9. So you have an even bigger crease right here. So we really have nobody over the guard and center. And here's a huge field. So you expect somebody to better come here and be in part of that A-gap. So as the play rolls, and you tell me, if you see this big gaping hole, what would you do? So here's what Jameis Winston sees. Nobody's in the middle of the field. Paul Warler, who I talked about, is over here covering the tight end. And nobody is rushing up the middle. This creates a huge rush lane. Yes, it's a pass play, but as a guy who's mobile, you just take off and it creates a huge play. So the Falcons got to do a better job of having better pass rush lanes up on the inside, and it creates just a big run for Jameis Winston and an easy conversion. So two good plays there where the Bucs just took advantage of what the Falcons were doing. Great scheme by the Bucs, and a good job of them just making sure they really created havoc for the Falcons. Falcons got to do a better job. All right, Falcons are 6-2. Looking forward to getting back on track this week versus San Francisco 49ers. I thank you for joining me for another great edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. Go Falcons. See you next time.